This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica at 89.9 FM and webcasting at kcrw.com.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. They pay me an enormous amount of money here at KCRW to do these four-minute commentaries. All right, I'm exaggerating. They're not exactly 4 minutes. But you get my point. I'm paid to talk about my life here in Hollywood, but today I'd like to digress just a bit and tell you what I did on my summer vacation. I recently lost 15 pounds, and it took me about 9 months, but I pretty much gained it all back in a single weekend spent in New Orleans on the annual field trip of the Southern Foodways Alliance. Now, anyone who belongs to something called the Southern Foodways Alliance is pretty much doomed, obesity-wise. It's an organization based out of the University of Mississippi dedicated to the preservation and continuation of Southern food culture. I mean, that's the long version. The short version is, we're about biscuits and grits and heirloom peaches and all the rest of the delicious things that Southerners eat. We're a loose collection of gluttons from all over the country, and we gather twice a year, once for a serious-ish symposium in Oxford, Mississippi, on the campus of the university, and once in various towns throughout the South for what we call a field trip. Now, it's a field trip only in the sense that locusts or gypsy moths make a field trip. Honestly, what we do is pick a town in the South, descend on it, and devour everything that is now or ever was considered food. Now, part of the mission of the organization, you know, aside from ushering its membership to a collective, massive coronary occlusion, is to document through film and oral history the food and folkways of the American South. Well, that's the long version. The short version is, I spent a sultry New Orleans afternoon sitting in the cool of the bar at the Rib Room, one of its most venerable drinking spots, listening to Martin Sawyer, the 84-year-old barman, reminisce about his half-century of serving and inventing drinks for his grateful customers. And later that day, about 200 of us assembled at Restaurant August, a smashing place run by the immensely talented John Besh. It was our final dinner of the trip and time to fulfill the second part of the Southern Foodways Alliance mission, to honor and commemorate the people and products that make the South and Southern food so exceptional. And I was sitting at a table with Anthony and Gail Ugelsich, owners of the late lamented lunch spot Ugelsich's, on Barron Street, just steps away from the Central Business District. Now, even for me, after years of Hollywood award shows and celebrity-infested restaurants, it was a big, big deal to be at that table. You see, they had decided to retire and close the restaurant last spring, suddenly, without any fanfare at all. So this was the first time they had appeared to meet their happy, though wistful, public. And as they stood to thunderous applause, tears welled up in Anthony Ugelsich's eyes. His wife held his trembling hands in hers, and the two of them, both in their late 60s, acknowledged for the first time the love and devotion they had inspired by 40 years of serving delicious lunches to the hungriest city in the world. Well, we were all a little misty-eyed, to tell you the truth. That's what we're all about, the enthusiastic, evangelizing leader of the Southern Foodways Alliance, John T. Edge, whispered in my ear as the applause roared on. Nobody ever thanks the sandwich makers and the fry cooks and the guys who get up at 4 a.m. to make sure everybody gets a hot, delicious lunch. Nobody except us. I nodded, wiped my eyes with my napkin, and then tucked into Chef Besh's demonically wonderful dessert. Now, I'm not sure what the status is exactly of John Besh's restaurant right now, or Susan Spicer's wonderful Bayona, or for that matter, how Martin Sawyer and his family are doing. But I do know that they'll all be out of work for a long time, and I guess I just wanted to tell you about them. Next week, back on topic, I promise. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.